Ramses is gonna. Am I saying it
correctly?
Yeah. Ramses is gonna talk to us about system manager. I'm really interested to hear about this. And a round of applause for the speaker, please. Thank you.
Right. Hi. Yeah. So I'm Ramses. The title of the talk is Unleashing Nix on Almost Any Distro. That's a very, you will see. We're not there yet, but that's the goal that we would eventually like to reach. So who am I? Ramses, RVDP, most places online. In a distant past, I used to be a theoretical high-energy physicist. But then I kind of figured out there's not really much of a job market for that. So I went more into IT, worked as for a while as like a full-stack Java Scala developer. Then I took a bit of a detour and worked as like a tech lead security engineer for an international NGO. After that, I went back to more hardcore engineering and I became like an independent software engineer. I'm currently working mainly with NumPy, doing a lot of Nix-related consulting. I've been using Nix since maybe 2017, so quite a while. And in general, I just love working on all kinds of open source projects. I think it's just really rewarding. Yeah, you can find me on Matrix. So I'm just going to quickly introduce System Manager, a project that I've been working on a little bit, started like maybe a year ago. So what's the problem that we're trying to solve? What did we come up with? What are the hopefully current limitations? And what's next? So the problem, we all know Nix was, we love it, it's great. But the problem is it's kind of a all or nothing solution. So if you want to use NixOS, you kind of have to do everything with NixOS. Your whole system is running the distro, and you kind of have to immediately dive into the deep end. Like, there's no way to like start with another distro and kind of start using Nix without needing the whole package. There is Home Manager. That's usually then the next best thing, which you can use in other distros. You can manage your home profiles and such. But you cannot do anything on the system level. So you cannot manage system level systemd services and these kind of things. And that's kind of what we try to solve. So can we have Nix manage system level configuration, but not necessarily have it manage the whole system? There's a couple of potential solutions that you can think of. One of them is systemd portable services. Is something that systemd introduced, I think now a couple of years ago. The idea there is that you take one or multiple services, you package it up into a kind of an image, you can send that on another machine, and you can kind of have systemd start those services. That's one thing that works, but it was not really ideal. There's also NixOS containers that I haven't really looked into it too deep, but I heard that some people do similar things as what we're trying to achieve using NixOS containers on like other distros. I'm not exactly sure how they do it. In the end, it just systemd and spawn. So I guess that they kind of wrap up the directory and then move it to another system and run systemd and spawn directly. The other option is to kind of do what Home Manager did, and you write like a custom switch to configuration that takes some kind of top-level directory that links to all the things that you want, and you put that in place. So that's what we went with. It's like the most straightforward option, and we have kind of knowledge of how it works. The advantages, so it's a well-understood system. We've been there. We do it on NixOS. We do it with Home Manager, so we kind of understand the trade-offs. Also, we get native systemd services. So the idea is that we will actually populate etc with a bunch of symlinks, and then you just run, like you use the host systemd to run those services. So we don't have containers, we don't have images, we don't have networking stuff, we don't have to deal with any of that thing, of those things that like can really complicate stuff. And it turns out there's actually a very small number of fundamental operations that you have to support in order for NixOS-style modules to work. So mainly you need to be able to create files in etc. You need some way to run systemd temp files, since a lot of stuff depends on that to put stuff in place. and you need to have some kind of reconciliation loop to look at the current systemd state, look at what changed and what do you have to do, like start, stop, restart, reload services, targets, timers, sockets, these kind of things. Some things are missing in what we have right now. Some notable things are users and groups, mainly because I couldn't really figure out yet a way to do that without like clashing too much with the embedding distro that we're working on. Things like file systems probably never going to work because there's some things that are just, yeah, you cannot kind of coexist and manage it from two sides. Same with networking, maybe there's a way, but we didn't really invest in that yet. Also things like global systemd settings, so you have like your etc systemd system.conf style of things. Also there the main question is how are you going to deal with the embedding distro doing some things, you wanting to do some things. There's not really a clear way of how to combine that, so at some point we have to make like a limit to the things that we are willing to manage. The disadvantages of this approach, we actually need to write that custom switch to configuration thing. We need to write it, we need to maintain it, so that's a bit of work. We would like to be able to reuse as much as possible existing NixOS modules, but when you try that, it turns out that they actually have a lot of interdependencies between each other, because like within Nix packages, they all live in the same monorepo, and so they're kind of free to depend on a lot of stuff from each other, so just taking a couple of them out is actually not easy at all. And a lot of them are also just written for NixOS and were only intended to ever work on NixOS. So as soon as you take them out, you notice there's a lot of hidden assumptions in these modules. So that turned out to be actually not that easy. Especially coupled with the fact that there's things that we cannot support, like users and such. And we also, with this approach, we have to be really careful because we're literally sharing the space with the embedding distro. So you have to be a bit careful that you don't screw things up by starting to override stuff that the embedding distro is actually managing. So that's a bit tricky. We try to be very conservative in this so that if you kind of deactivate your system manager config, ideally you should be back where you started off. If that doesn't work, it's basically a bug. So what does it do currently? So one thing is you need to have Nix available, which may or may not be an easy thing depending on your current setup, but that's not something that we as the system manager provide. So that's kind of the prerequisite. Apparently it has to be running in daemon mode. There were a couple of people that tried using it in single user mode. Apparently that didn't work. I didn't really investigate much further, but yeah, there might be weird things if you're running in single user mode. If you have Nix available, then you can basically just Nix run the binary, pass it a flake with like a system manager config, and that should be it. Things should work. If you do that, what do you get? So we run systemd temp files, scoped only like basically only the temp file rules that were defined by system manager, because of course the embedding distro can also have temp file rules that you don't necessarily want to re-evaluate. We create a run system manager SW folder pretty much like NixOS does, containing all the installed packages. We create a drop-in in etc profile that will populate your path, so that actually the packages that are in run system manager software, you can actually run them on the shell if you just refresh your session. We create a system manager target that gets pulled in by the default target, so whatever the embedding distro's default target is, that one will pull in the system manager.target, so that then we can have a bunch of system manager managed services that sit underneath there. So basically you're expected to have every service that you want to run depend on system manager.target. And then we register a profile and a GC root just so that Nix doesn't delete your stuff from underneath you while you're running. So it's pretty close to what you would expect, I think, from such a system. It should be, if you're used to NixOS or Home Manager, this should sound like pretty standard. There's not really any surprises there. So what do you end up with on the actual system? You will have a Nix store. that was already there when Nix got installed. But so you will have a bunch of stuff in that Nix store that we built for you. You will end up with a bunch of symlinks in ETC, very similar to what you would expect in NixOS. You will have your systemd services that will also just be symlinks. You will get the Nix kind of static linking, as I like to call it, in these services, so all stuff can like refer to each other, and you can you kind of get the thing that we like on NixOS, where stuff doesn't just break because files are moved around or such, because everything is kind of like statically assembled through all the symlinks in your Nix store. And most importantly, when writing your config, you can use a normal Nix interpolation to just template all this stuff. And you get a bunch of packages in path. So all of this, again, should feel really familiar if you're used to NixOS, because it's basically what we get on NixOS. So really the goal is, like, if you know how NixOS works, you should be getting more or less the same thing within the constraints that, that we discussed earlier. Can you use this today? Yes, but it's still a bit of a work in progress. So it's yeah, we got it to work for the things that like I wanted to use it for when we were working on this. Basically, anything that I didn't need is pretty much not there. There's not a lot of documentation, so that's something that we need to improve on. And then the main pain point is we need more modules. Which is kind of a chicken and egg thing. We, like, ideally, we have people that want to use it and that port over modules. We try to have a bit of a compatibility layer with Nix packages, so we try to make it such that you can, in large, take a Nix packages module, copy it into your Flake or whatever, and have it work. That sometimes works, sometimes it doesn't. If it doesn't, you can open a bug report. We can see maybe we should add some extra things to the compatibility layer. Maybe we just have to rewrite the module because it assumes way too many things in Nix packages. I think what would be really cool is if this kind of, if many people like this idea, maybe there's a way to work with Nix packages upstream and see, like, can we see if modules need to be so Nix packages specific or not. We can also go the home manager route, where they basically they have their own set of modules, completely independent. But of course, that's a lot of maintenance, so that would require quite a lot of people to spend time on maintaining these modules. But it works. So for like, if you just write a module for it, it works. There's a couple of potential improvements that I see. One thing that wasn't around yet when we started this is the whole ETC overlay thing that was introduced in Nix packages. Which is really cool. If you're not familiar with it, check it out. It's really nice. So the idea is that instead of like kind of imperatively creating a whole bunch of symlinks in ETC, you create like an immutable file system image, like an ERFS image, and then you create an overlay of that and like a mutable part of your ETC, and that's like the real ETC that you see. One idea that I had, but I've not played with yet, is that we could do the same on like this kind of embedding distro, where we kind of mount, like we make an overlay of us of the actual, the real ETC and like the our static image underneath, and then we kind of like the embeddings distro ETC remains like the mutable layer on top, and we just like put our stuff underneath, which could be a pretty nice way to not like clash too much with the distro. If they already have a file that we also provision, basically we'll see theirs. And so if you don't see the file that you're expecting, it basically means you're clashing with the embedding distro, which maybe is a pretty nice like way to degrade. Users groups is something that I think have already several issues have been opened for that. Yeah, I think we have to look into what's possible. I'm not sure if it's even like theoretically possible. Can we do this without like completely messing up your embedding distro? I'm not sure. Maybe. And then, as I said, figure out how to reuse modules from Nix packages as much as possible, just to like reduce the amount of work that's required to bootstrap a project like this. One thing also that that's interesting that we worked on is how do we test this? Because in Nix packages, we have, of course, the whole VM testing framework, which is really amazing and really a joy to work with if you want to test these kind of things. So what I kind of wanted is be able to reuse that, but on different distros. Turns out it's actually not that hard at all. So I worked on kind of taking the test driver, and then just instead of a NixOS image, you take a Ubuntu Cloud image, you take a Fedora image, Debian image, whatever, you boot it up, and you get exactly the same test instrumentation. And actually, that works pretty well. So this is one example. It's maybe pretty small, but you see the normal output that you would expect from NixOS test, even though it's actually booting Ubuntu kernel. So this is like a Ubuntu Cloud image that you just load with the same test driver. And because we really like this so much, we then pulled it out into a separate project called Nix VM Test. Mainly Picnoir Felix worked a lot on that. So this is a separate project that came out of System Manager, but it's very interesting that you can also use for other things. So if you work a lot with different distributions and you like the Nix packages testing framework, this is really cool. I think now we have Ubuntu, Fedora, and Debian, if I'm not mistaken. But it's really not that hard to add different distros. And that's like, if you want a different distro, make a pull request. We would be very happy to merge it. Yeah, if you want to try it out, NumTide System Manager, it's there. Yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. This was a great talk, really interesting. Gonna have to check out those projects. We have more time available for Q&A now. So are there any questions in the audience? And please repeat the question, right?
Yeah.
The gentleman in the back.
Would it work with, let's say, a read-only file system distribution like Fedora Silverblue or things like that?
The question is whether it would work with like a read-only distribution like Fedora Silverblue. I never worked with Silverblue actually, so I don't know. We assume that we can write, but I think on this was probably you can also write, it's just not persisted, right? I think most probably you will have to bake some parts into the original image. Or you would have to have some way to at least run your system manager activate every time you boot. But besides that, as long as you can actually still write even in non-persistent in some kind of overlay that's not persistent or such, I would expect that you could get it to work, yes.
There was another question in the front here, yeah?
Do you use a workaround to create users for services?
No, they have to be there. The question is whether we use any workaround for users or groups. Basically, we'll have to provision them in the embedding distro. The whole issue is that you have only one like etc password or etc group, so it's hard if two sources are writing in it at the same time. Maybe we could, I'm not super familiar, but I know that on modern systems, that's actually not the real source of truth for users and groups. There's this kind of, some kind of other database behind that also systemd uses for this kind of dynamic user stuff and such, so maybe there's a way there to kind of interact with that and not actually persist anything on the file system, but I've not looked at it in detail, but I think there might be ways to improve the situation, but currently we just do nothing for them.
Is Josh Lee here, who's gonna be giving a talk after the next one? Josh Lee? Okay, I'm not seeing anyone. Oh,
I have a question.
You have a question. All right, there's time for more questions. Go ahead.
How do you or how would you combine this with remote deployment?
How would I combine this with remote deployment? Basically, you just have to copy closure over the store path, right? So we don't have anything written up for that, but I think it's only a couple of lines of bash. If you want to do that, you basically.
So it would be the same way as another Nix.
Yeah, because you end up with a closure. In the closure, you will have the activation script. So basically, you can copy over the closure, invoke the right script, and it will do everything. So I think it's literally two commands.
All right, yeah. We have time for another question.
Yeah. Have you actually tested using System Manager on NixOS, and you know how it would interact with the activation?
So the question is if I tried using System Manager on NixOS. Yes, I did, because actually I only use NixOS, so when I was developing this, I actually ran it on NixOS. It's a bit funny, and you have to be, there's a lot of like food guns. but you can, as long as you're not, actually it's pretty much the same constraints as on other distro. You just don't want to write the same things that are already there, and also we kind of crush the activation if you try to do that. So you can write just new services into your ETC that also link to the Nix store, and not much funny is going to happen. You're going to get like next to your current system software, you're going to get like a system manager software on the run, and both will be added to the path, which is also fine. So there's not that many surprises. Yeah. So actually it works. But I don't think it's very useful besides testing, basically.
I have a quick follow-up to that. Can you basically reuse the same service definition for NixOS and your system?
So can you reuse the same system services? Yes, we have exactly the same Nix code.
That's
like to define the systemd services.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Last question.
Just continuing on that, what are the chances of that extending to the Nix Darwin, for instance?
Sorry, come again?
Extending that again to Nix Darwin to have services.
Oh, so whether we can extend this to Nix Darwin?
No, chances.
Well, I've never run Darwin, so I'm not super familiar. But I think Nix Darwin is already more or less this. No, like.
It already allows you to create like background services and so on.
Yeah.
If you have a common set of features.
Yeah, I think the implementation of how you create a service and such is probably quite different, because then I think it uses the LoungeD stuff and such. I would.
You can reuse service definitions.
Except that probably they don't have the same set of options they support. My gut feeling is that Nix Darwin is basically this on Darwin, but I'm very Darwin specific, whereas this is really focused on Linux. I'm not sure how much is in the intersection of, like, how much can we actually mutualize between the two. I'm not familiar enough with Nix Darwin to be able to say. Maybe there's a way to mutualize certain parts. Yeah.
I think we have to conclude the Q&A at this point. Please, another round of applause for the speaker.